This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed. Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. This is a Thursday, so you know we're going to have campus reform on a Thursday. We're going to do that for you. We also have that Baker in Colorado is under attack again. Got a lot of listeners in Colorado. You guys and gals are tired of hearing about this. But the left keeps on doing it because I got to tell you something. If I were celebrating what this person was trying to celebrate, I would not go to this baker. I mean, Carrie, at this point, we have to know that they did this on purpose. You're not going to seek him out.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that.
So we'll have that story for you in just mere moments on a Thursday. Feeling all right. That is the chocolate voice. Okay. Polo's making it happen. Same in the house.
Seems I got to have a change in scene.
I'm your talk monkey, Joe Pags.
Cause every night I have the strangest dreams. Imagine by the way things used to be, yeah.
Mark, Don, and Mel. Get it done.
I'm Mark and Don. It seems.
Mel.
I got to leave before shout out to Mel.
Shout out Mel, are you? Okay. Let's go.
And took the key. Feeling all right.
Mel's on the hotline begging you to stop it.
No, he's not. He loves it. He loves all the
Mel's
attention.
The introvert. He's like, leave me alone, Lockie.
I'm sure he's saying that.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Great song, great group. All right, glad to have you along for the ride. We are trying to get it done for you. And again, bottom of the hour, it's a young lady who's got a very unique name. Her parents are our immigrants from far away. We'll talk about that a lot in the beginning. She just really has her head on straight. She's at Baylor University, which is right here in Texas. Now, isn't Baylor where Brittany Griner went? That is, right?
I'm not really sure.
So I brought up to her because I wondered if everybody was talking about Brittany Griner on Baylor's campus, and it turns out they aren't, which I found to be very interesting. So we'll talk about that as well. Make sure you stick around. She's got some nuttiness that's happening on campus as well. She'll bring it for you then. So make sure that you stick around for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We all remember, well, it's got to be 5-6 years ago now. It might even be more. I'm not sure. I'm sure the story will probably allude to it. But there's this baker in Colorado that I'd never heard of, and most of you had never heard of. Those of you listening in Denver on KHOW, you may have heard of him. I'm not sure. But this baker was the target of a gay couple who asked him to make a cake for them, and they wanted it for a gay wedding. And I guess they wanted two men on the top of it or whatever. And he said, because of my religious beliefs, I can't do that. They sued, everybody sued, and this was all a religious freedom sort of question, and he was fined, and then he had a close-up shop, and then I guess the shop is really open. There's a whole bunch of rigmarole that went around on this, and there was a public debate about it, because can you force somebody to provide a commodity, a service, or a product if it violates his or her First Amendment religious rights? And my answer was always no, but they kept on doing this. There was some photographer in, like, Arizona who said no to taking pictures at a gay wedding, and then she was in trouble, and this guy in Colorado was in trouble, and somebody maybe in either Oregon or Washington State, they got in trouble as well. And it was all a question of, why don't you just go down the street and get the cake made by somebody who is okay with it, who doesn't have a religious problem with it? You know, again, if you're a Christian and or a Muslim or a Jew or many other religions, I would imagine, you are not okay with gay marriage. And that's all right. You're following your God, your spiritual, you know, higher power, and you shouldn't be forced to do that in a country where you're free to worship as you see fit. So I hadn't thought, Carrie, had not thought about this guy in a while. And suddenly he's back either. On the radar. And unless he makes the best gay wedding cakes ever or the best trans reveal cakes ever, there's only one reason they're going after him. Fill me in.
From the Washington Times, it was 10 years ago. Christian baker Jack Phillips declined to create a cake for a same-sex wedding, igniting a court battle pitting free speech against anti-discrimination laws. But the legal system isn't finished with him yet. Attorneys for Mr. Phillips urged the Colorado Court of Appeals on Wednesday to overturn a lower court ruling in a civil lawsuit filed by Autumn Scardina over Masterpiece Cake Shop's refusal to make a blue and pink cake symbolizing her gender transition. Alliance Defending Freedom legal counsel Jake Warner argued the district court erred in its June 2021 ruling that Mr. Phillips violated the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act. On the same day that the Supreme Court decided to hear Phillips' first case, plaintiff called Phillips' shop and asked for a custom blue and pink cake to celebrate a gender transition. Mr. Warner told the three-judge panel, "That's a message that Phillips cannot express for anyone," so he politely declined that request. The First Amendment protects his decision to decline to express that message, the lawyer said.
So let's break this down. First of all, I can't believe it's been 10 years. That's crazy. Secondly, there's no way this person, Autumn, who sounds like, I guess this was a man, now going to live like a woman. Autumn wanted the transition cake made only from this guy. Now, Carrie, I've been to Colorado several times. Mm-hmm. Beautiful state. Mm-hmm. Love Colorado. I am pretty sure we passed by at least 10 bakeries.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking in the state,
you
might have hundreds.
You can't be the only one, right?
Right. Hundreds, if not thousands of bakeries. In Colorado, will somebody tell me why they want? Now, again, I already know the answer. I'm asking it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they only going to this guy? Because they know this guy is going to say no. And they know this guy is going to say, my religious beliefs outweigh your desire to have me specifically make your cake. So they're going to keep on targeting him until what? I mean, can you imagine living your life and the only thing in your mind is getting the baker? You know what I mean?
I know.
This is all they're doing.
Yeah.
Get the baker. Get this guy. He's the greater evil. We've got crime up 700% in some cities. We've got carjackings through the roof. We've got over 1,000 killings in Philadelphia. We're barely touching October. And we're worried about whether the Colorado baker will make your transition cake. This is how stupid society has become. I know that we're litigious. I know that people file frivolous lawsuits all the time. Unfortunately, the judges aren't seeing these stupid lawsuits and throwing them out. Because my religious beliefs are way more important than you needing me to make a pink and blue cake for you, Autumn. Way more important than Bob and Sam wanting to get married. Way more important than a devil-worshipping organization wanting you to make a cake or to cater their deal. You have the right, as a free, liberated American, to say, I'm not going to do that. Now, I understand the whole, this is the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is what they're using. They're saying that you can't, if you offer public accommodation, discriminate against somebody based on these things. Well, trans is not one of them. Gay is not one of them, although they're trying to push for sexual orientation and gender identification. They're trying to push for that to be added. It's not in the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Religion is, but I'm sorry, if you're somebody who worships the devil, I'm not making your cake. So, I mean, these should be tried in court, and we should get a once and for all decision that, yes, your religious beliefs supersede this act from 1964. Now, I'm for the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I don't want bigotry and racial discrimination, but it was by and large to make sure that black people had access and didn't have to go to the colored only water fountain, or the colored only restaurant, whites only hotels, you know, were only for white people. That had to go away. That was Democrat segregation. That wasn't about making a cake for somebody saying, I'm now a different gender. That wasn't about making a cake for two men or two women saying we're going to marry each other and you must do it by law. Because they're trying to say the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and their individual desires are more important than this guy's religious beliefs. And the last time I checked, the First Amendment says Congress shall pass no law in regard to religion, the establishment of religion, nor stand in the way of how you want to worship, the worship thereof. So I don't know why this is complicated. In fact, I don't think it is. And it should go through the entire court system and go right to the Supreme Court and for once and for all say the text of the Constitution is pretty simple and you cannot make this guy do this if it goes against his religious beliefs. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. 888-941-7247. It's a story. It's a question we've been asking now for 10 years. Should a vendor, should somebody, a service provider, should somebody who sells a product be able to say, I'm not going to sell it to you for those purposes because I don't want to take part in that situation? Should they be able to do that? And my answer is yes. Because, and this has always been the answer that I've given, and people seem to understand it. Even if you disagree, at least you understand where I'm coming from. If somebody asks me to take part in something that religiously is not right for me, and my religious beliefs are held up on high in this country, then I have the right to say no. Like if somebody says, bake the cake, many have said in response, well, he should bake the cake because he's not being asked to go to the wedding or anything. Well, many times the person who bakes the cake drops it off at the wedding and therefore feels like he or she is involved in that ceremony that they religiously disagree with. Or like the photographer for a gay wedding. They wanted to hire the photographer who said, well, I can't because I can't take part in the ceremony that I don't religiously believe in. People are like, well, you're not getting married. You're not really doing it. You're just taking pictures of it. No, you don't get to make that decision. It's my deep religious belief that I don't want to take part in this. And I guess, Carrie, the story that's also related to this is that the Supreme Court is going to rule on a case that's similar about somebody who wanted a designer to design the clothing for a gay wedding.
Right, right.
So, I mean, this case with the baker, this guy Phillips, this is from 2017. This is 5 years old. But he's still fighting it. In 2017, suddenly a trans person wanted to have this cake, and it could only be done by this baker. Or the designer for the gay wedding can only be the designer for the gay wedding. You know, why don't people go where those are designers or those bakers are willing to do it for you? And then people say, well, what's going to stop them from saying, I don't do, design for black people? Well, that's strictly against the law, obviously. That doesn't fly in the face. There is no religion that says I can't design clothes for black people. There's no religion that says, I can't bake a cake for, this religious reason. A Jewish wedding says, hey, can you make this cake? The guy can't say, well, I disagree with your religion, so therefore I'm not going to do it. This is something that is by scripture against what you believe. And I don't think it's covered by the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Although, even if it were, I think you've got a good religious argument where does the First Amendment take second place to the Civil Rights Act of 1964? I don't think it does. Let me tell you, and again, your phone calls are welcome. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let me tell you about the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. It uses Oxy technology. This is good stuff. It smells like a thunderstorm has gone through your house. Leaves that fresh, clean smell after a thunderstorm that you smell in nature. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. People all over the nation love these things. They've been buying them like crazy. 265,000 plus have been sold. You know that it works. Any odor is going to disappear when you use the thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You're going to get 3 units for under $200. It's a fraction of the cost of some of those other ones. Listen, they take up a lot of real estate in your house. They go for over $600. Right now, you're going to get 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code PAGS3, P-A-G-S, the number 3. Save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGS, the number 3. Shipping is also free. EdenPureDeals.com. Code PAGS3 right now. Let me say hello and welcome to Joanne in Denver. Joanne, what's going on? Hi.
Hi. It's wonderful to be on with you.
Thank you.
And I listen to you several times a week.
Thank you.
During the week in my car. And thank you so much for bringing these subjects up again.
You bet.
Because every person has a right to worship as they please. This case has been going on all these years. I moved here 15 years ago, and I've been listening to it for lots of those years ever since. It has gone to the Supreme Court. Your blurb indicated that, of course.
Yes.
And here we go again. So what are they trying to do? Another 15 seconds of fame? We don't know.
Well, I think they're trying to force their own morality and their own value system on the rest of us.
Can't do it. Not going to happen.
I'm with you. You and I agree. I appreciate that. Thank you. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. The Supreme Court is taking up a case that's like this. It's the designer case. And again, I mean, remember there were fines and they were shutting down chapels. Remember, Carrie, there's another story where like a husband and wife pastor team had their own place where they were marrying people. They refused to marry same-sex couples.
Yes.
And they got in trouble too. And I think they actually lost their chapel. I think they lost their whole facility because
right.
They couldn't do it. They got shut down. Because of the fines and so on. This has to be decided now by the supreme law of the land, and we need to stop messing around with it. Let me go back at it and say hi to Bobby in Minnesota. Bobby, what's up?
Hey, Bags, how you doing, my friend?
Living the dream,
hey,
man. Talk to me.
I'm wondering why some religions have they can have bathrooms changed for them. They can have prayer rooms, the whole nine. Change schools, the whole nine. But when it comes to Christianity, for some reason, we got problems. That religion doesn't count. You don't have any real... issues where we need to shut things down. We got to follow your protocol.
Well, I think that you're making perfect sense, Bobby. I'll be honest with you. I think you're making perfect sense. I'm assuming he's alluding to Islam. So why aren't these gay couples, why aren't the trans people going to the Muslim baker? Why isn't a Jewish couple going and asking a Muslim caterer to cater their wedding? I mean, you want to push the envelope, let's go. Push the envelope. Let's go. Really do it. Stop playing around. Completely stop playing around. I mean, this is only about Christianity. This is only about attacking Judeo-Christian values. They're afraid to go after anybody else. I'll give you another example. We've got a guy here in San Antonio who is a super fan for the San Antonio Spurs. Our flagship WOAI is the Spurs station. I love the Spurs, although we've had a bit of a falling out. But they got some guy named Spurs Jesus, who dresses up like Jesus Christ himself and goes to Spurs games, and everybody hails him on high. Oh, look at Spurs Jesus. Let me get a picture of Spurs Jesus. It couldn't be more blasphemous. He's making fun of Jesus Christ. He's pretending he's Jesus and going to basketball games. And I either said this to him, I know I've said it on my show before, they did meet him once, I believe. And I'm not having it with this guy. I dared this guy to become Spurs Muhammad. Go ahead. Go be Spurs Muhammad today. Go to the Spurs game and be Muhammad. I triple dog dare you. But for some reason in this society, now, by the way, he's allowed to be Spurs Jesus. I don't need to be arrested. I don't need to be persecuted, but I certainly am allowed to have an opinion about it. He's allowed to. He's also allowed to be Spurs Muhammad, which I think would be just as ridiculous. But he never would do that because either he's afraid or it's fair game to make fun of Christians. Now, I don't know if the guy's a Christian. I have no idea. And from what I understand, he's done charitable work. Good. Good for you. Don't dress up like my Lord. What's the matter with you? And that's where we are in this society. I'm the only person. I've been in San Antonio 17 years. I've never heard one other person complain about this guy dressing like this, just an absolute fool. He looks silly. But he's making fun of the Lord that most people in San Antonio worship to. Most are Christians here. So that's okay. Attacking the Christian baker is okay. Attacking the Christian designer or photographer is okay. That's all okay. But the caller's right. Nobody but nobody is trying to get a Muslim to do this. Nobody but nobody is trying that. Or a Hindu or a Buddhist. Nobody's doing that. Because they aren't looking to take down those religions, or they're afraid of them. They're looking to take down the Judeo-Christian principles on which this country was formed. By the way, Muslims hate gays. Or it's against their religion. Let me make it better like that. But that also trans people. But nobody's doing it. There's a double standard here that I hope the Supreme Court clears up. Islam doesn't have to do it. Christianity doesn't have to do it. Judaism doesn't have to do it. Hindu, Buddhist, nobody has to do it because they have their religious beliefs. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, Campus Reform when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.